This is the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Direct from the action in Finland, we're bringing you all the news, insights, reactions, insider tips, and much, much more from the IIHF World Championship. The best 30 minutes of your day start now.
Heiskanen, with a minute to go on the power play, to Granlund. Granlund feeds it across, Mannerin shoots, scores! Sakari Mannerin, the overtime winner, and the Finns have won the gold on home ice!
Ten thousand plus fans celebrated with the Finnish team inside Nokia Arena. Tens of thousands, or dare I say, hundreds of thousands more celebrated into the night around Finland. And heck, guys, they may still be celebrating this morning after such a huge win over Canada in an incredible game that we got to witness live.
Question about it. They're celebrating. Forget about
not
tonight,
into the morning.
Tomorrow. Yeah. I'll talk
the
to me in July.
Yeah, Reagan, earlier today you told me that you may change your flight because you heard there's going to be a three-day celebration if they win. Is that still on the table?
I love to hang out with everyone that has really good energy, so the energy's good here and I want to stay.
Oh, and the Finnish fans definitely have good energy. We've been experiencing that for 2.5 weeks. And Reagan, you were down on ice level. Mike, you were closer to me. We were right in the thick of things with Finnish fans, and it was just electric. I can't even describe the feeling of sitting there with them when that overtime goal went in.
I'm in shock still. It was crazy. Oh my gosh. Everyone just erupted. They cleared the benches. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just went on the bench, started filming everyone, and they were hugging and screaming. And oh my gosh, it was.
What were some of the best sights that you saw from down there on ice level?
I saw the equipment manager putting his medal up to the glass so that fans could take pictures of him. I saw Okanora making funny faces at the camera and just being super excited, obviously. Like, how can you not be right now? And then it was funny whenever some of the guys that weren't dressed because of injuries or whatever, they took the trophy and they would run as fast as they could, then slide and then throw it up, and then everyone would go wild. Then they'd run to the other side, throw it up, everyone would go wild. So it just kept doing that at least an hour.
It was a scene. It was a scene. It was unreal. And I guess this is why you hope that the host team gets to the gold medal game. And you could only hope that they win, let alone with the insanity that we're going to get into. That was this game.
Oh my God.
But for, you know, third year in a row, Canada, Finland in the finals, second in the year in a row in overtime. Canada won last year. Finland gets it done at home ice. And as great as it was in the building, and it was electric and energetic and awesome. It was as good or better outside the building. When you're walking around after the game and feeling the vibe of the city and the country, you get a real sense of how much it mattered. Not, of course, to the players and the tournament people involved in the team, but just to the fans and to the people of Finland. It was a reminder of how important this game was to everyone here.
And what a game it was.
Yes, Captain Finland. That's just what I'm going to call him from now on. He just entered. Okay, it's the Triple Gold Club. Have you guys heard of that? That is an insane feat.
Yep. He is the 30th member, if I'm not mistaken, of the Triple Gold Club.
30th member, first Finn ever, because, of course, they just won the Olympics for the first time. He won a cup. It's a cup. It's Olympics gold, and it's World Championship gold. And Val Filppula just became the 30th member of that very exclusive club. Amazing stuff for him. Congratulations.
And he did two of those within 3 months. Can we talk about that for a second?
Well, about half the team here in Finland played in the Olympics as well. So how's their summer going to shape up? In the last 2.5 months, they've won Olympic gold for the first time ever, and they won World Championship gold for the first time ever at home. They've never got gold when they've hosted. So it is going to be,
You look at the check boxes. It's tick, tick, tick. What can come next? How can you beat this? I'm not sure you can.
No, not. This is not the way this one went down. Not the way 2022 went down for men's Finnish hockey. It was the icing on a very rich cake this year for the Finns.
All right, so let's get down into this game, because not only a big night for Finland winning the gold medal, but it was just a big night of hockey and such an interesting game to watch from beginning to end. Walk us through this, because there were several different phases of this game.
Well, I thought Canada came out in the first period and played about as well as they could. It was like a super clean, disciplined. You knew it was going to be a patient game, so there wasn't much going on, but Canada was really good, you know, dumping pucks in, getting in on the forecheck, creating not chances, but at least possession in the offensive zone. Finland defended well. They tried to counter. It was pretty much a stalemate. And then, you know, Dylan Cousins gets a power play goal. The first time Finland has given up a power play goal against all tournament long. Canada's up 1-0. But what happened in the second half of the second period, I thought, was that Canada was riding their top four defensemen and really their top two lines very heavily. And I think the depth of Finland started to take hold of this game, where Canada was getting a little bit tired, kind of hanging on there at the end of the second, and Finland was getting better chances. They hit a post. They're getting closer. You could almost feel that this tide was turning almost out of fatigue for Canada, understandably. And then the third period happened, Reagan. And I don't know if we have nearly enough time to go through everything that happened in that third period, because
that was crazy.
Mayhem. Mayhem.
Yeah, the third period was probably my favorite. And as was,
I think it was everyone's favorite, aside from Finnish fans around me, because when that tying goal went in, you just heard like the air get sucked out of the building. Mm-hmm. It was deafening in a way.
Yeah, I was a little nervous, and I was like, okay, well, that's two goals now. What's going to happen in OT? But the thing about Canada is they've scored that goal so many times. They just feed it right to the middle, from down low to the middle in the net. And I don't know how they keep doing it. But anyways, goes into OT, and we play how many minutes, Mike? You know?
Hang on. Are we going to ignore the fact that Canada went down to a 5-on-3? Finland scored one goal, then they scored another one, and Canada's starter had to leave the net. Like, are we going to just conveniently ignore that Chris Driedger left?
I thought he got injured.
He did leave. Of course, he got injured. He didn't get pulled. He got injured. And you had Matt Tompkins, who had not played a second in this tournament, who doesn't play in the NHL, who plays in Färjestad in Sweden, thrust into an impossible position. Going into a third period of a game where you're now trailing 2-1, the building's going bananas, and he's got to try to step in there and play. It was so, so difficult for him. He was beat again to make it 3-1. And then it was deja vu all over again. Canada, like they did against Sweden, down two goals with the goalie out. Two goals in the last 2 minutes, the goalie out to kind of get it to overtime. And in many ways, it almost felt just that this game went to overtime, because there were some controversial moments throughout that if you're a Canadian fan, you might not appreciate. So to get it to overtime, where it was a fresh start, and maybe just kind of the better team would win in the overtime, was interesting. And just like Canada against Sweden, legitimate penalty on Shabbat. He goes to the box, 4-on-3. And Mikael Granlund, who is a dynamo little player, like just a super talented player.
One of my favorites.
Goals. But you know what he is, Reagan? Forget about your favorite. He's the favorite of the top players that he plays with. All the best players on his team want to play with Granlund, because he's such a smart facilitator, good at everything. And he zips a beautiful pass across to Manninen, who was the power play specialist all tournament long. He finishes it. So, incredible, incredible, topsy-turvy third period in overtime.
And you want to hear Manninen talk about that goal? Here's what he has to say.
I do.
I feel like empty. Like every motion I have, like enjoy, like goosebumps going on, but that was great pass by Mikael Granlund, unbelievable pass, and great chance to score, and thank God that went in.
Mike, no words to describe that feeling on the Finland side, and I want to touch on something that you mentioned in our previous episode, and that's losing a silver medal or a gold medal game and winning the silver versus winning a bronze, and that feeling that you may rather win a bronze, and you could really see that on the looks on their faces. Matt Barzal went up to receive his Canada Award Player of the Game. He couldn't even smile for the camera. And you hear Dubois speak about the game afterwards. You can feel how much it hurts, even though a silver medal is nothing to scoff at.
No, but you don't feel that now. They'll feel that 100% in a few weeks, in a month, in a year. They will absolutely look back at the experience if you're a Canadian player and realize how special it was. Some of the amazing moments that you shared, the friendships, the experiences. But in that moment, all you feel is that you lost. you lost the last game. And when you lost the last game, you didn't accomplish your goals. And that's the look, under, you know, as it should be on the Canadian players' faces, the same as it was on the Finnish players' faces a year ago. So, yeah, it's weird. And yet, when you see Czechia celebrate their bronze, they're going crazy, and they finished worse than Canada. But that's just a perspective you have when you're competing, and you're so close, it probably hurts that much more when you're right there. And given the way the game played out and the emotions in it, it would be tough. It'd be tough. But I would, you know, Canada, I think Claude Julien, you know, handled the whole thing with the grace and class, and respected that Finland was, from start to finish, the most consistent and the best team in this tournament.
Well, then let's get to this Czechia-USA game, because this gold medal game wasn't the only wild game we had today. This is what it sounded like moments after that win for Czechia. Reagan, you happen to be between the benches in the last minutes of this game. Can you explain a little bit about what was going on, the environment, the ecstasy, because we could feel it just coming off the players?
Roller coaster of emotions. I don't know how they scored so many goals in the third period, but every time I started to take a video, then they start cheering again. And I'm like, okay, they scored. Then someone else scored. Then they scored and they scored and they scored. And then Patrick gets a hat trick. And everything was going on. The team just didn't stop giving high fives for a solid 15 minutes in the third. So it was really exciting to be there and having them all hug each other. It was beautiful.
It's been a while, right, for Czechia since they won a medal. And you could tell by the reaction. A decade, 10 years for a country that's that great at hockey not to get a medal. You could tell by the reaction of the guys. And you have to give the coach a lot of credit, because you think about what he changed. Like, he pulled out Vemelka, and you're kind of scratching your head, were any of those goals really his fault? But yet Longhammer stepped in there and didn't give up a goal. So credit to that. He switched up his top two lines. Well, Cervenka went and scored. Pasternak got a hat trick. He also switched up his top two pair of defensemen, and everybody played better and was more productive after he made the changes. So good for the coaching staff to recognize it wasn't going well, and they had to switch it up. But really, Reagan, it comes down to when you're in a tight game, you're in an important moment. Even within a team, you kind of instinctively turn and look to your best guys or girls, your best players, and say, hey, you kind of have to lead us. You have to help us. And Pasternak, obviously, with a hat trick in the third period. Krejci was good. Cervenka was good. Those were the guys. They did it all tournament long. They had to get it done in the end, and they did.
To what do you credit this turnaround in the third period? Because it seemed to have come out of nowhere, all of a sudden one goal. Then, as Reagan said, another goal and another goal. And all of a sudden, Czechia is leading 5-3, and everything just broke loose for them.
I think fatigue, no? Like, I mean, I think at some point, U.S., gutsy, gutsy performance. But playing with four defensemen, or five, if you want to call Sam Lafferty a defenseman, it takes a toll. And so I think it was just they ran out of gas. Czechia started feeling good about themselves, and the game got away from the U.S.
Yeah, and then once Pasternak scored that first goal, I think everybody in the entire arena knew, uh-oh, it's about to change. And so they got that fifth goal, and then coach from Team USA called a timeout. And I think he was thinking that was going to help change the momentum back and slow them down.
Did not.
But then they just kept going. It did not work, so I don't know what to tell them, but Czechia killed it today.
And you make a good point about Pasternak, because a common refrain is offense, goals, points are like oxygen to star players. And if you give them a little bit, all of a sudden the hands get a bit better, the legs get a bit better, the mind's seeing things clearer. And when Pasternak scored that goal early in the third period, I said it. I'm like, look out now, because he's got a taste. And he's going to want more. Now, I didn't know he wanted that much more, but he was a hattie. Yeah. And then even putting him out there, I guess they wanted to get him a hat trick late in the third period. Probably could have dealt without that to get the, you know, another goal for him. But incredible performance by them. And to see the emotion of the group. And I think that was what really telling, because the game started out quiet. Reagan, you're in the building. You're right down by the bench. Mm-hmm. And it didn't have the same kind of intensity in the environment that it had yesterday. But as the game wore on, that changed.
Yeah, I was shocked about that too. In the first, I wrote down my notes. Like, they are not connecting on passes. They look like they're sleeping. And then once the second period came around, Czechia started to pick it up a bit. And then it was in the third. I don't even know how to explain that third period. Everybody needs to go back and watch that if they can.
We'll go back and watch that. But it was a busy day in Tampere. Even before the games began, the IIHF held its Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which this year included Finland's own Kimmo Timonen. We got a chance to talk to him about what it would mean for Finland to win gold on home ice. Here's what he had to say.
It would be a big party, that's for sure. They're hungry for a win, and the whole team is playing so well. They're so committed, and you know, they say it's a boring hockey, but this is a winning business. You know, it doesn't matter how you win games. It's they do their way. Like I said in the speech, that I've been there many times, and it's a family atmosphere. Family, everybody's respecting each other. But you see it on the ice how they blocking shots. They committed to do everything, little details to win games, and that's what the good teams do.
And he was joined by two other defenders, Swiss duo of Matthias Seger and Mark Streit, who were also inducted into the Hall of Fame. And we took this opportunity to talk to them about their world championship experiences and what memories they took with them from those tournaments.
I think that just the world championships in general, going to different countries, different cultures, and seeing all those fans coming into the city, celebrating in the downtowns. And I mean, those are experience. And then you have bring your whole family, you know, your parents are their friends, and that's unique.
There's a lot of memories. I think every year you got memories. You keep a few, but there's not only the results or wins. I think there's memories with in the dressing room, memories with other players you get friends with, and I think that they are the memories who staying the most. Yeah.
Mike Reagan, I want to take this opportunity to check in with you guys. We talked every day about your moments of the day, but what memories are you taking with you from these 2.5 weeks that we've been here in Finland following these games?
I would say, okay, I'm going to go a little bit more on the sentimental side, but the friendships that I've made here have been so awesome. And especially seeing the fans live, like the Finnish fans, I had no idea they were going to be the way they are, but they were insane in all the games. And so I was super pumped to be able to see that live and in person.
Well, friendships is what everything is all about. So we've heard a lot of the players also talking about it today during the Hall of Fame induction ceremony and throughout the tournament, how big it is to have these friendships and have these moments together that you build upon, and not only on teams, which they finally describe as families, but between teams and with different teams and players that you don't usually get a chance to play with or against.
Yeah, for sure. Mike, what was your favorite moment or moments?
You're not going to believe this, Reagan, but you know what my favorite moment of this tournament was?
Was it meeting me on the scooter?
Almost running over you in the scooter would be my second most favorite moment. But it was Denmark beating Canada. And I love this tournament for those moments where the underdogs, the teams you don't assume are going to win, find a way to get a result. And even if it's just a one-off, and even if it's not a medal, to see that group of players react the way they did when their anthem was played and Canada was on the ice on the other blue line and Franz Nielsen was retiring and just all that emotion, which is what makes this tournament so great. Yes, the gold medal games are great. And yes, but it's those kind of neat little moments within the context of the tournament that really stand out to me. So yeah, that's going to be mine. Denmark, surprisingly, but proudly, beating Canada for the first time ever.
Okay, I have a hockey one then. We're going to go with the hockey one.
What is your hockey one, Reagan?
My hockey one is when Usher beat Czechia because it was a crazy game and just the emotions. And knowing all the guys and knowing how much that they deserved to win that one was very special. And because it had been so long. So, Mikey, I'm with you. I love those wins.
Well, I'm going to go back and say the fans. You know, after them not being around last year, and I'm saying the fans not only because of watching them and how much it meant for them to be here, but how much it meant for the players to have them here and what big of a difference it made for the players to have the fans around, watching them thanking them after every single game. Those are moments that you take with you for the rest of your life, from both sides, as the fans who watching your heroes and as the players watching everyone who's come out to cheer you and follow you throughout this tournament. And at this point, it's our time to say goodbye. I don't know who I'm going to spend my mornings with anymore, because once you guys go home, I'm 7 to 10 hours ahead of you. I'm going to have to be messaging you guys at midnight to talk to you if I want to in the mornings.
I'll be sleeping. You guys know that by now. I'll be sleeping.
Yeah, I'll definitely be sleeping because I'm in California. So
at that point, it's still going to be around 9 o'clock your time, Reagan. You're still the Energizer Bunny then. So I have faith in you that you'll answer me if I did that, but I won't. I'll
do my best.
I'll respect the time differences if I can remember which time zone I'm in, because I'm not in the Eastern time zone. And we all know I love that one for some reason. Mike, Reagan, it was an absolute pleasure spending this tournament with you every day, every morning, and to all of our listeners, having you along with us for this ride. But that is all from us from the 2022 IIHF Ice Hockey World Championship in Finland, Helsinki, and Tampere. It's our time to bid you farewell. But don't forget that you can continue following IIHF on all social networks. We're still around, and we'll be back. Pleasure, guys.
Thanks, guys. See you next year.
Thank you.